will be asked here, aired here during the lesson.
We should each day see what died as of yesterday and what was born today. And accordingly, how do we advance? So that we will see that for sure we do advance. In what? In building the kli out of our desires, out of our yearning to be together. So that a little bit more and a little bit more, we come to a state where the Creator will be revealed between us. He has no other place to be revealed, but only when we build a kli for Him. Out of our desires to bestow to each other, we all in all build a common desire between us, and He is revealed in it. So, we need to see whether today, compared to yesterday, compared to the day before, etc., is there for us such a trend, a course that we feel ourselves more and more in an inclination to connect, so much so to be as one man in one heart, in one thought, with the same thoughts and goals, so that in the end it will all connect, even though it is coming out of a different foundation in each and every one. This is how we're people, human beings, parts of the broken kli of Adam HaRishon. However, we do want to reach a state where all of our desires, our intentions, our passions, all of the future, we will see it as one future for everyone. So let's think only about that, please, that we today for sure want to have such a connection between us that will be more aimed, more organized, more tight than yesterday, and that we will feel this difference between yesterday's connection and today's connection, in that we have a greater feeling of the Creator, greater nearing to Him. We don't yet feel Him, but somehow this in order to give contentment to the Creator. How do we define the concern that we should have today until the end of the day, throughout the day? How do we define this concern so that it will be common to us? It will be the concern of my 10. I'm turning to the friends in my 10 and I'm asking, how do we define in one sentence that concern that we should have throughout the day so that we will truly finish the day with the correct concerns intensifying and the incorrect concerns, the old concerns, they will. We didn't talk about it, that we reach the goal fully exiting Egypt in two stages, but it's clear to us. Well, usually we did talk about it. First, a person has to get to know the evil, the state that he's in. And then he needs to already get to know the forces with which he can emerge out of this evil to good. He's in Egypt, he can't get to know even the evil. He just somehow realizes that by his own forces he cannot do it. And the children of Israel sighed from the work. However, when we come out of Egypt, then seemingly he wants to reach the revelation of godliness, connection in a short way, but it doesn't work because the Creator brings them through a far way, a long way. This is the difference between the first Passover and the second Passover. the Pesach skipping, exiting from the in order to receive. First of all, it's the recognition of evil, rising above the will to receive, the recognition of evil in one. And the second Passover, Pesach, is when he starts to receive forces of bestowal. Then it is truly exiting, when he replaces whatever he had before with what he will have now. The difference between the two of them is, well, as usual, between Malchut and Bina. Meaning there's something very special here. That on the one hand, we revoke the will to receive in order to receive, but we don't cancel it at once. For a few reasons. Well, first of all, that it is impossible to make such a leap from in order to receive to in order to bestow. There has to be some milestone on the way, in the middle, where you don't receive and you don't bestow. It's just exiting the will to receive. Therefore, well, that's one reason. The second reason is that besides the fact that we cannot leap from the minus to the plus, there has to be something in the middle, because everything occurs through a process, even if the process is as speedy as possible, it doesn't matter. It has to be this way. And also because in a person there should also be fear that now he's moving to something that, as he writes, it seems to him that he loses everything, he leaves his family, his wife and children and the whole world and this whole world, and he's going to some place, who knows where. What does it mean that he is ascending to the higher reality? Seemingly he's dead. So there are a few such reasons for why a person has to have the first Pesach and then the second Pesach. Meaning Pesach skipped, a true exit cannot be just with one leap from one end to the other end, but rather gradually. And here, this is described with only one milestone in the middle. But in truth, we have many, many such small milestones. And this entire process that we go through from the first Passover to the second Passover, in each and every moment we advance until we reach a state where finally we can determine ourselves that we are in the will.
Rav, regarding these stops on the way that a person passes through, there has to be a process which is very monitored, very well monitored, so there needs to be a fear. What's the right fear?
The person feels it when he loses the will to receive, that he's so used to it, to think in it, to feel in it, in mind and in heart, to be oriented in reality. So seemingly he disappears from reality, or reality disappears from him. It's not just to lose your consciousness, but I am in the consciousness, I'm aware that I'm losing my consciousness. This is very important. If you see a person, let's say, losing his consciousness, then he is in a different state. If you see a person that is imagining something, he has some delusion or something, he's in it. He's in a single sensation. Whereas here, one comes out of one feeling and he reaches a second feeling, and he needs to see these things, he needs to acknowledge them, he needs to advance and replace one by the other. He needs to understand that his perception of reality is in that he is now relating differently with his intention to reality, that with the intention to bestow, he is shifting to a new sensation, a new perception, and this is the new reality. The reality that he now feels, he feels it not that this was the previous reality, but then also later or now, rather he, inside of himself, replaces the perception of reality. Indeed, what was there before is what there is. However, with respect to him, it changes. It's not that he shifts or moves from one floor to another floor, from one building to another building, from one world to another world. This is how we speak. But rather, he is transitioning from his own internal perception of reality. It changes within him. Therefore, what was there before, now he sees it in a different way, with new manners, with new pieces of data. Reality itself doesn't change. It's all the infinite upper light. But he himself, because he changes his intentions, he begins to perceive, to grasp the light, to discover it, to understand it in a new way. So there is some sort of an inner revolution here that occurs to him. And then he accordingly needs to come and adapt himself to it, recognize it. He's not capable, obviously, to just move like this. It's not moving from one end to the other and crossing the river from one side to the other side. He has to be aware of the changes within him. What is happening inside of me? What is changing inside of me? So that out of that, I begin to receive, feel, build inside of me, let's say, a new reality. So it turns out that one begins to work with himself for the first time in his life. He sees how through the upper light that shines on him, his forces change. How can I say it? The conditions, the qualities, and these are all changes within him. He begins to be aware that he exists in an ocean of the upper light. It's all only the Creator surrounding him all around, all over, and it only depends on the person, on inside of the person, his, on his perception, how he receives the feeling of the Creator, that this is reality. Well, nevertheless, it's a new awareness, a new perception, and also the beginning of the awareness of his new profession. What is this profession? That according to how much he changes his connection with others, there you have Oviyut, courses, and Masachim, screens, according to that he begins to see a new reality. Meaning he has the steering wheel in his hands. And here, it truly develops a new attitude.
Me there as a beast. Am I right or am I wrong? In the Rav. I don't know. You'll get there and you'll feel. You'll decide. Don't ask me about feelings. You come to that feeling and you decide. I can't do that. It's forbidden for me. It's like you asking, what does it mean to be angry or to be happy? What should I do with you? Should I paint all sorts of pictures for you to understand what it means? You need to come to that feeling. And then from the feeling itself, you will come to understand what to call it.
No.
Well,
I'm asking because there is fear there, and I don't know how to overcome it. There is depth there. There's nothing beyond it.
Even though there is such a thing, you can find an answer and a correction for everything in the connection between the friends. Only there, and not through slow theoretical study. It won't work out for you. And also, I have sufficient understanding. I understand not to tell you everything you're asking for in order to give you the opportunity to attain it by yourself, not to cut that opportunity out from you. Yes, Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Hola, Rav.
Hola.
Hola, Tim Mundial.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. In the text, he says that the people of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, when they came out of the control of the Egyptians, they covered the face of the earth. That is, they emerged out of being under the control of the will to receive, out of corporeality. Can you define it? Can you describe it better?
How? How do you think I can describe it? How? Tell me. Imagine to yourself a big area of land and some group comes out and covers that whole land. What will I tell you? All these things you all need to attain. And I'm glad to hear that you all have questions. But I won't give answers to all these questions. You need to have some lack. You want to attain it? Go ahead, attain it. I'm actually glad. And I'll try more and more to awaken these questions so that you won't be able to remain calm, quiet, until you solve them yourselves. Kazakhstan.
Рав, доброе утро, спасибо. Я вот, ну, как бы чувствую, Рав, понимаю, что вы не хотите забрать нас работу, и это здорово.
А как? There is a feeling. I understand you don't want to take away from us the work, and it's excellent.
Не можем раскрыть, как мы поможем товарищам.
But how can we help the friends if we cannot discover this feeling, if we're not in it yet?
Together with the, you don't need that. Together with the friends, you'll discover. Discover it.
So, thanks.
That doesn't matter to us. We will learn this in the test, in the study of the tenth field. It's not for us right now. If you all don't connect together, so that you have this point of exit from Egypt, then there's nothing to learn here, because we learn only from practical recognition of where we are, the state we're in. We need to now reach hatred towards the evil meaning that I can't connect to others, and with all my might I try to connect with them, and I shout to the Creator to help us connect, and then we will begin to learn how this happens in practice.
Azerbaijan.
That's how it is. Azerbaijan.
Доброе утро, Рав. Вот чтобы
Hello, Rav. In order to finally get out of this state of Egypt, we need to entirely feel on ourselves the feeling of the exile. How do we reach that state of exile in the group, in the work in the group?
Only by connecting in a corporeal way meaning in what we have. And so we're in a state of, as we call it, the material world, where we can come close together, to sit together, to eat, drink, to speak. We were given such a feeling that we can do that even before we have a spiritual connection. It's called the imaginary world. That's how we imagine ourselves to be, as if we're in contact with each other. The Creator arranged this for us. And as we are in this, we ask Him to bring us closer and closer together, to the point where we want to cancel out our bodies. We want to be tied together, connected through our hearts. And we ask the Creator for it, and ultimately He arranges it for us. And when we begin to become connected in our inner desires more, then from there we can turn to Him even more, asking Him to give us the power of connection, and the power of connection between us, which He brings us. Through that we can begin to feel ourselves in a spiritual way, and Him, and so to advance. And it's the fact that we require more interconnected work in the ten, inside of the connection, that's for certain. And all of these emotional discernments you're asking about, you will attain them by yourself. That's it. I don't think I have any answer to give here. You see what's written of this. Two lines. Right? Attain it and see what's in that state. But I'm glad that you're all feeling that this is right in front of you, and so you must know, right? You must know how to connect together inside the group, and instead of asking me, cry out to the Creator, shout. That's all. There's no problem with this. As we learn, anything that is attained only through the power of prayer. So go ahead, connect together. I see Kiev, Moldova, Kazakhstan, Italy 4, Hedera, Hebrew, Beersheba, and more besides. How many people with places with question marks, now they're turning them off, removing the question marks again. What you want to know about the upcoming degree, and it is the upcoming degree, the Exodus from Egypt, you can feel it, you can go through it, you can attain it by turning to the Creator from the center of the ten. Good luck. I'll give you 2 minutes, 3 minutes for that. So go ahead, connect together quickly and turn to the Creator. It's written there that the children of Israel cried out from the work. So go ahead, shout, cry out to the Creator to help you. From their distress and so on. Right, here too, it's not very clear what he wants to add. But some scrutinies are lacking, missing, regarding the closer path. Right, there is a shorter path opposed to a longer path, and we need these scrutinies because we are doing the work, and so we need to collect and gather all the discernments, because through them we come to know the upper force, our God. And so the long path is the better path, not for the attainment of the near goal, which we can attain, we can arrive at over one day, or you can come to attain it in 10 days or a month, but for the purpose of scrutiny of these states and how to work with them, then what's preferable is the longer path. You can learn some trade in one day, and you can learn the same trade over a month. And then over a month, you also learn where and how everything is interrelated, new discernments are built within the person. And then he understands what's happening. He knows the reasons, he knows the causes and effects from each state, and then as an outcome of all these states he goes through, a special feeling is built within him called expertise. And one who did not go through it, but only saw what's happening, for him it's called just knowledge. So there's a difference between one who knows and one who understands, right? To know, meaning that there is some grasp on the matter, but to understand means that you understand the foundations on which the outcome one arrives at is built. So God didn't send them through the short path, but rather through the long path. Close and far refers to what's close to the mind, meaning that the mind compels him to do these actions by which to achieve bestowal, right? It's worth it for me. And likewise, to be close to the heart, settling on one's heart, meaning that the will to receive in the heart will feel that it's in its best interest. So it's not worthwhile for this to be this way. It's not preferable. He must be in a struggle. As it was with Adam HaRishon prior to the sin, meaning that he ate unripe fruit. He said, give it to me, and he received it, and he thought that it's in order to bestow, and he received in order to receive the fruit of the tree of knowledge, which is the scrutiny of bitter and sweet, as is written in the introduction to Panim Masbirot. Yes. So, regarding bitter and sweet, that's the scrutiny that failed. Truth and lie need to be added to this, and it's not a scrutiny in the palate that you feel it, taste it immediately, but true and truth and false, that's a scrutiny that you acquire gradually, slowly, through many examinations, many states, and then when you come to feel it, you know all the reasons, all the causes that bring us effects which are good or bad, of this sort or that. A person sorts through them, arranges them, orders them, and then he becomes worthy of advancement. So there's no jumping out of Egypt straight into spirituality. There are stops along the way, and we are traversing those. Every day with you, we're going through these stops on the path, going through them, passing through, and so we advance. That's how we
advance. Workshop. How do we reveal the hatred to the forces that separate us, that push us away from each other? How do we disclose the hatred to them? How am I impressed from the force that doesn't let me connect to the friends? How can I be impressed with hatred to this force? That's the meaning of hating Pharaoh. How do I develop the feeling of hatred to the forces of separation within the group? talk about this. Recommend to each other.
Hate towards separation.
Rav, how do I... I'll rephrase my question. How do I awaken in me love for connection and hatred for disconnection in practice, in the group? How do I awaken the friends to that? How do I awaken myself, and how do I awaken the friends with this tendency to love the connection and to hate calculations of how am I living and all that, but
Rav, because I'm made of the will to receive, I always remain in hatred for the will to receive, and because I build above the will to receive the intention to bestow, I am always with a tendency towards this intention to bestow. How can I at once hate the will to receive and yearn, love the will, the intention to bestow? How do I arrange myself so that and it appears almost in parallel?
Rav, how do we ensure each one, or promise each one to his friends in the 10, that he won't let go of the care for connection throughout the day and the hatred for disconnection? How do I promise my friends that I won't let go of my tendency towards connection and hatred to the disconnection, and all I'll care about is that it will grow? Are we in need of arvut here, support, some actions during the day to hold each other so that each one will feel the shivers that he has to be drawn to it, attentive, alert, and to care only for that, that he's afraid to lose the intention, the desire, the tendency, the fear? How can each one promise this, that this is how he will behave? What do we need for that? How can we decide together that we'll hold each other? How will we make sure that that's the only thing that lies between us? And all the time we're concerned about it staying and developing more until out of this true law.
Look what it says. Each one of the nations will hold on to, will hold a Jewish man who's connected with the Creator and lead him to the Holy Land. So even that man who is holding to the Creator, by holding on to him, the nations of the world, he will advance to godliness. They bring him their achap, their great desires. And it was not enough that they could leave by themselves. And you must understand where the nations of the world came by such a will and idea. Know that this is through the dissemination of the true wisdom of Kabbalah. So the key to it is dissemination. But dissemination has to be, nevertheless, out of the coming closer between us, the special force between us, to the extent we resemble the Creator in the connection between us, the source of it, the center of the 10, each and every 10. From there should come the tendency towards disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah, and then we will be
rewarded with connecting to the Creator, and this dissemination will bring all of reality to the revelation of the Creator in it.
Dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah the world over. The dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar, a horn, like the shofar, whose voice travels a great distance. The echo of the wisdom will spread the world over. So even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is godly wisdom in Israel.
Meaning there has to be dissemination, wide, far-reaching, do not conceal anything, make it close and accessible to everyone, and so everyone would know the great horn that comes 3 days before the arrival of the Messiah.
Disclosing the Kabbalah to all the nations is a precondition for the complete redemption. You must understand these intimations. This issue of the shofar is only the disclosure of the wisdom of the hidden in the great masses. It is a necessary precondition that must be met prior to the complete redemption. And the books that have already been revealed through me in this wisdom will testify to it, that matters of the greatest importance have been spread out like a gown for all to see. This is a true testimony that we are already at the threshold of redemption, and the voice of the great shofar has already been heard, though in the distance, for it still sounds very softly. Indeed, every greatness requires prior smallness. There is no great voice if it is not preceded by a soft sound. And this is the way of the shofar. Its voice grows progressively. And who better than I knows that I'm not at all worthy of being even a messenger and a scribe for disclosing such secrets, much less to understand them down to their roots. So why has the Creator done so to me? It is only because the generation is worthy of it, as it is the last generation which stands at the threshold of complete redemption. For this reason, it is worthy of beginning to hear the voice of the shofar of the Messiah, which is the revealing of the secrets, as has been explained.
This is the state we're in. I hope that you are correctly impressed by the article. And indeed, this is our role, to continue to advertise and to advertise it from the center point of each and every 10 where we're trying to connect. And then if we have which is in the center of the 10, and we have the point to which we have to bring all of humanity, the whole world, then we would truly be able to be as loyal messengers for the Creator. Well, I think more or less the lesson we can conclude. But my last question, how, nevertheless, during the day we develop this tendency until we truly come to the desirable result, the revelation of the Creator inside of us. Go ahead. How do we work on it?